Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Today, I'm going to paint a picture for you. What does it actually look like to have a podcast that is strategically designed to help you grow your business? How does the week-to-week and the day-to-day look and feel? So come on a journey with me and get a behind-the-scenes peek into podcast strategy. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Oh my gosh, we are at episode 150. And can I tell you how much sweeter hitting this number feels after the year that we have had at Wild Home Podcasting? I want to be really real with you here for a minute. There was a moment this year where I wanted to shut down my business and stop podcasting and just move on and do something else. I even looked at jobs in podcasting, but like full-time jobs, you know, just thinking about not having my own business anymore and not having this podcast. And I tell you how happy I am, how grateful I am that I stuck with it. And if you want to hear more about the year that I've had, we have a couple episodes that have come out where I've talked about the mistakes I made with my podcast and also some of the changes we've seen in the podcast industry. So we will link those in the show notes if you're like, Caroline, what's going on over there? But what's so cool about reaching this point and having 150 episodes is that my downloads have doubled. And so the problem we solved this week is how to stay excited and to get your podcast growing again. And oh, it's been such a labor of love. So for me, it's really been about being more visible. And I'm going to talk actually in the episode today about visibility and how that translates into podcast strategy and having a podcast that feels aligned and all of those things. But I was so afraid. I don't know if it was that I was necessarily afraid or I felt like I wasn't going to show up in the right way. And one of the things that is making the momentum really happen in my business again is that I have regained my confidence and I am just showing up unapologetically and talking about what I am so passionate about, which is podcasts and podcast strategy, and doing it in my own way. And I just think that's such a huge testament to the online business world and how to approach things. And so I really just want to encourage you, like if you're feeling down about your episodes or your podcast or even your business, you know, my daughter is in the Matilda musical, and there is a line that is said in the musical several times. And I want to actually say it to you on this podcast because I'm almost tearing up just talking about it. When I hear this line in the musical, I start crying every time, because this is exactly like what I have felt this year and how hard this year has been and what it's taken for me to get to 150 episodes. So let me read it and then we can let it sink in for a second. But it says, "Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change." Ah! I just love that so much, because what has been the game changer in my business was me deciding that I wasn't going to let this happen. And same thing for my podcast. My podcast was sinking and I said, you know what? I'm not going to let this happen. I am not going to take it on the chin and wear it. I want things to change. And so I got out of bed and I made it happen. So I have been showing up more. I have been, you know, working really hard on these podcast episodes for all of you and for myself. And I have been focusing on how we can bring more value and support to our clients and our audience. And it has made such a difference. And so I don't have a fancy drink, but here's my Stanley mom cup. Cheers to 150 episodes. And thank you so much for being here. And that's a problem that we solved this week. So podcast strategy can feel really abstract. And I think actually a lot of business strategy, sometimes when you hear it, you're like, well, I don't really know what that's supposed to look like. Like, that all sounds great, Caroline, but how does it actually work? How can I see what it would look like for this thing to exist? I know that for me, I'm a visual learner, or I like somebody to share an example with me. It helps me so much when you're explaining a concept. And so that's really what I want to do with this episode today. I want you to get an idea of what it looks like to have a strategic podcast, how it functions, and how it functions for me and for our clients. So we're going to start at the very, very beginning, and that is with the actual episode creation. So this is talking about the day-to-day of creating an episode and getting it ready to go. And let me tell you, when you have a strategy in place, coming up with content ideas and scheduling them is so much easier. I cannot stress this enough. Literally today, I am running around. I've had just the weirdest, everything that could go wrong today kind of has gone wrong. And I've had meetings at my kids' school and just a lot of things. But I knew that I needed to get some episodes recorded. And guess what? It was the thing that I was least stressed about today, because I knew that I already had my scripts done. I knew that my schedule was mapped out. And so this is all because I have a strategy. This is because I have sat down and worked on my schedule and worked on my episode structure. And I've worked on what am I promoting when. And so I know exactly what I need to do when. So I was able to yesterday anticipate that I was going to have time to record today. And so I was able to map out my episodes and get them ready. So that way today I could just sit down and record. When you have a strategy and you know what the goal is for your podcast, then it is so much easier, because you know what type of content you want to create for which action you want your listeners to take. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to second guess it. I know what my core messaging is, and I know what I want to communicate on this podcast based on the action that I want my clients to take. And this is the same for our clients. You know, when we sit down and map out their content, we are not mapping out content based on everything that they know. We're mapping out content based on the actions they want their listeners to take. The other thing about this is that because I have the strategy and I have my schedule done, everything is scheduled out way in advance. I'm able to record so far in advance. I don't necessarily have to batch record. And that is just a load off, right? Like, it just, especially if you are a solopreneur and you are doing all the work for your podcast, if you have a strategy in place and you know, on this day, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to map out my schedule Then I know that on this day, I can actually outline my episodes. And then I know on this day, I can record them. You don't have to batch record because you can work ahead. And I typically find that when people hit a block with this, it usually isn't a problem of making the episodes happen. It's usually a problem of having aligned content. Because when the content is aligned to what you're doing and, like I said, what you're promoting and the actions you want them to take, it's so much easier to come up with. So that's the first little glimpse into the world of a strategic podcast is I am not stressing about episodes. I usually have, if I don't have them in my schedule, I usually can pull out a few ideas pretty quickly on the fly because I know what my audience needs and what I want them to do and what I want to share. Here's another really cool part. Your podcast is generating leads while you sleep. Okay, so maybe not exactly while you sleep, but you know what I mean. We know exactly what we want people to do after our podcast episodes. It's very clear. Go do this thing. For me, it's an opt-in. And so that is just across the board. If you listen to my episodes, you know what the next step is. And this is something that we work on with our clients, like making sure that your listeners know exactly what the next step is. Because your content is giving them the why, your next step is the how. And so if you have that in place, it's running across the board. People are finding your episodes or you shared it and they found it. We're going to talk more about visibility in a minute. And so you don't have to be actively trying to pull leads from your podcast. It does it for you, right? So that's just such a beautiful thing. And then from there, I have a very robust funnel that I've worked on. And because I have a strategy for my podcast and what I want people to do next, I can create an amazing funnel on the other side. So now everything is just automated. And it's just, I publish an aligned episode. They know what to do next. From there, all these other things happen. I don't have to think about it. Here's something I really love. I am able to show up more in other places because my content is so aligned. How many of you listening to this have a really hard time coming up with reels or posts for Instagram or even pins for Pinterest? One of the things that we do not talk about enough or we take for granted with podcast strategy is the fact that when we are creating these amazing aligned episodes that are building know, like, and trust, we are creating a piece of content that can be repurposed in so many different places. I actually did a masterclass in my membership, the Strategic Podcast Academy, and the masterclass was about show notes and how to maximize them. But really what it was about at the end of it all, at the end of the day, right? What it was about was how to take pieces from your podcast episode and put them in other places. Now, here's the thing. After doing this a few times and getting into the motion, into the groove, it is like second nature. I sat down to record a reel today and I was like thinking about my podcast episode that came out this week. And I was like, oh yeah, easy peasy, reel, done. Took me 5 seconds. Well, maybe not 5 seconds. Okay, maybe like 5 minutes. But it was so much easier. Whereas if I had done that 6 months ago, it would have taken me all day to create a reel. I'm not going to lie. I struggled. And I'm not like an expert here. But I have had a really hard time with social media. I have had a really hard time with our messaging on social media. I've had a really hard time with creating the reels. I think it was like the actual creation of it. And as we've really worked on my content strategy, which has all come from my podcast, it's made it so much easier. Not only am I able to show up more on social media and places like that, but now I'm able to show up in other places as well. I'm able to show up as a potential speaker for a conference. I'm able to show up in a bundle or an online summit. I feel like the opportunities are just endless. And I'm getting more opportunities because I'm putting myself out there more, right? Because I'm creating all this aligned content, what's happening? What's happening is that I am becoming known as the go-to person for this thing. And the like side benefit of that is that my confidence is increasing. I have been in business for a very long time, friends. Like I've been doing online business for a very long time. Over 10 years. And this is the most confident I have ever felt about my business and my content. And I know like this is not the end of it. Like I feel like I could get even more confident and even my messaging can get even better, which is like just an amazing part of like being a human is we can always improve and evolve. But my confidence is through the roof because I'm creating these amazing aligned episodes. People are listening to them. I'm not being afraid to put myself out there. I'm able to generate more content from my podcast because I have a strategy. And so it's just, it's like this domino effect. Are your podcast episodes set up to help you sell your membership, group programs, and consulting services? And I'm not talking about selling it in a sleazy way. I'm talking about creating episodes that are engaging, create connection between you and your listeners, and highlight your expertise. To start creating episodes for sales, get my free guide by heading to wildhomepodcasting.com/sales. I was actually having a conversation with someone and we were talking about business strategy and how much it relates to podcast strategy, because when you work on strategy in any piece of anything that you're doing in your business or your life, whatever, when you work on strategy, what it usually does is it exposes all these gaps or places where you need to work on or improve or clarify. It creates so much clarity. That's why, like I say, when we work with podcasters on their strategy, it's holistic. We are not just talking about podcasts in these calls. We're talking about their funnel. We're talking about their visibility, how they're showing up in the world. We're talking about how they're marketing. I mean, it really is all related. And if it's not all related and it's disjointed, then we go back to when I was talking about the day-to-day, and that becomes hard. The day-to-day becomes harder. When you have a strategy, when it's all related, when it's all linked, the day-to-day becomes easier. So let me recap where we are so far, because I feel like I was getting so excited and I jumped into so many different things without like fully explaining them. So our podcast creation is easier. Our actual creation of content has become easier. We're generating leads while we sleep. Maybe not necessarily while we sleep, but you know what I mean. We have a funnel that feels really great. So everything's automated. We don't have to worry about it. We're showing up in the world more because our confidence has increased. We're getting more opportunities because we're putting ourselves out there. And all of this leads me to this point that I want to make about having a strategically aligned podcast. My messaging has become so much clearer, and I love this piece. I love watching my clients go through the strategy and then realize that this is what they want to say. This is how they want to communicate it. I was thinking today, I was like, am I just a podcast strategist or am I like a content messaging strategist on top of podcasts? We're going to workshop this, but you know, it really is a lot more. And when you start to work on these episodes and you're getting clearer on your messaging through your episodes, now all of a sudden your messaging everywhere gets clearer. Ah, this is my favorite part because it is such an amazing transformation that happens in your business when you start showing up in your podcast in an aligned, meaningful way, then everything else in your business starts to fall into alignment. And it feels just so good. It feels so good to see it all come together. And here's, I know I said everything was the coolest part, but here's the other coolest part. Because I have a podcast strategy in place, as my business grows and evolves, my podcast can too. And because I've worked on my podcast strategy, if I make any kind of shift in my business or any change, or let's say I add a new offer, it's going to be so much easier for me to align the podcast to that because I already have a strategy in place and I know exactly what to do to either tweak my messaging or create some episodes around a different topic. This really relates to as well, like when you have a launch or a sale or a promo, you know, being able to apply that podcast strategy specifically to that one promotion, sale, or launch and knowing that it's going to work because you're creating aligned content and you have a strategy for your podcast. So good. So good. This is why when we work on strategy, we create an action plan. Because a strategy without action is nothing. It's not going to do you any good. But if you have an action plan and you know I need to do these things and this is where I need to start, it can make all the difference. And so, you know, in the United States, we are getting close to Black Friday. And normally I don't do anything this time of year. I usually just skip it. But I know that a lot of you are wanting to either refresh your podcast or launch a strategic podcast. You are looking at Q1 and you're saying, it's time. And so the best place to start working on your strategy is in my membership, the Strategic Podcast Academy. It is just brimming full of resources, tools, and masterclasses designed to help you create a strategy for your podcast. Some of the masterclasses we've done have been how to know your customer path, how to use your podcast as a funnel. I mentioned how to maximize your show notes, podcasting and AI, and the list goes on. And here's the cool part. For Black Friday, I am running a special where you can try out the membership for $7 for your first month. So if you've been on the fence or you're wondering if it is right for you, this is your moment. Go ahead, grab it, take it, and head to strategicpodcastacademy.com to get all of the information. And you will see a button there to help you get the $7 month trial. And I really hope you do, because I cannot tell you, well, I can tell you, but having a strategically aligned podcast can be so transformative. You know, if you can transform your podcast, you will transform your business. And so my wish and hope and goal for you is that you are able to apply the strategy as I've described it in this podcast episode to your own podcast so you can see those benefits as well. And of course, if you need help doing that, we have so many resources for you, starting with the membership. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I cannot wait for you to hear next week's episode. We are going to talk about how to get your podcast ready for Q1. You do not want to miss this one. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.